Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stu Laughlin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Stan Pawlowski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kenny Kuhn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hank Aguirre. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chick King. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito pinch runs for Al Smith. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Laughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Keen moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Keen moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Pawlowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pawlowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn takes first base on ball four. Altobelli moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatfield moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-1 in the game. Regalado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Lachlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Stan Pawlowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pawlowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pawlowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pawlisky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Regalado hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball towards right. Colavito catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Lachlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachlan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pawlisky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pawlisky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pawlisky hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kuhn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lachlan moves to third. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuhn. The throw from House and he is safe. Kuhn steals second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguirre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pawlisky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Regalado hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Regalado reaches second base with a double. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Paul Foytak now pitching. Stu Lachlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachlan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lachlan is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pawlisky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pawlisky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pawlisky hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Paul Foytak. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatfield moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Babe Bearer now pitching. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-3 in the game. Aguirre hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Lachlan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Regalado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Regalado moves to second. Stu Lachlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachlan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lachlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Regalado moves to third. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. Tuttle throws the ball into Torgerson, who tags Altobelli trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Regalado scores. Lachlan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips pinch hits for Babe Bearer. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lachlan. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.